This vigil is a fixture in central London every Saturday. For more than 5 years, Zimbabweans have gathered outside their country's High Commission. They listen to speeches and hand out leaflets and keep their spirits up as a community of expatriates. But most here are not optimistic about Saturday's elections back home. With President Mugabe running for a sixth term, few believe the vote will be free and fair. Ephraim Tapa is co-founder of the vigil.
Mugabe is still in control of things, everything from registration of voters down to the election process and also even the announcement of who has won or who has not. It's all for him to do. So there is no hope. There is nothing in for us here.
With the government's restrictions on the media and political opposition in place in Zimbabwe, a small number of journalists work here.
Maneru, and welcome to our program. I'm Mandisa Mdawarara.
Since 2001, they have broadcast on SW Radio Africa live into Zimbabwe from London for 2 hours every day. The station has no precise count of listeners, but it reports calls from all over the country and uses multiple frequencies to avoid jamming by the Zimbabwean authorities. SW Radio Africa's website also receives 100,000 hits a day from all over the world. Mandisa Mundawarara is a presenter on the station.
The newspapers, the independent newspapers in Zimbabwe have been shut down. So this is, I think it plays a very essential role, especially in the lead up to elections, where Zimbabweans can get information on what's happening, especially within the country.
But most in this small group of journalists doubt Saturday's elections will bring change. They say they have been told all members of SW Radio Africa will be jailed if they return under Mugabe's government. At the weekly vigil, people here also have a sense that they will not be able to return home anytime soon. Attendee Chip Ochaya says there is much anxiety about the election.
It's a bit pessimistic, yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen in Zimbabwe. We don't know who's going to win. But I believe the people want, they need change. We all need change in Zimbabwe.
The Zimbabwean High Commission declined to comment. And outside at the vigil, these expatriates who cannot vote in the upcoming election say they plan to hold their own mock ballot Saturday to highlight a marred ballot at home. Catherine Drew, VOA News, London.